Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
I have two things that we can talk about.
Please.
And we're all about options on this show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you options.
I choose probably both of them.
There's what I said last week after we stopped recording the ramble.
Yeah.
Which was putting pigs on trampolines.
Yeah.
And I could also break the most sacred taboo, which is describing a strange dream that I had. But it was about What the Folklore.
I do want to hear that.
The taboo of not telling people about your dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, we can do a dream one. Why not?
It is What the Folklore related, and it was last night.
I am deeply curious.
So the three of us were being offered a house by Mr. Clean. He was trying to sell a house to us.
Where? Was it a good deal?
No, it was a terrible deal. He was a shyster in the dream.
Mm.
But we knew it. It was a very ramshackle, like, money pit-looking place. But he was very gung-ho about it. But the three of us also knew a secret about the house, which was that it was actually a turtle made of goo out in disguise as a house.
That does sound like something
sounds
we
like
would
a way
buy.
To one-up a realtor.
So we were sort of slyly, like, giving each other looks as he was trying to sell us this house. And we convinced him to open it, to go inside and show us around. And then he was eaten by a goo turtle.
He was?
Mr. Clean was, yes.
We set a trap for him.
Yes. Because we somehow knew that this house was a goo turtle.
This sounds on brand.
And I wanted to name it Goodra, which is just the name of a Pokemon.
Yes, it is.
But Carmen, you wanted to name it Skyman because it was like Simon, but also it could fly.
I stand by my dream choice.
What? Can you tell me what a goo turtle is, please?
Think of a turtle.
I am.
Make it big.
Okay, I mean, I did already.
Make it goo.
Make the whole thing goo?
The whole thing goo.
Is the shell goo or is it goo in a shell?
It's like a jello turtle.
A turtle made of jello.
Yes, but so alive. It's like a gelatinous cube, but a turtle.
Okay, that helps. Because I was kind of picturing like a big turtle filled with goo or with goo all over it, but that helps me.
It is both.
So did it do a mimicry or did it like wear a house as a disguise?
It wore a house. It lifted up.
So like
out of the ground.
Like a hermit.
Yes.
So it is all goo, even its shell, so it still needs to find other shells.
And it used a weird house that Mr. Clean was the realtor of.
Like the hermit elephants of Hawandaland.
Yes.
How did he come by this house?
And we didn't ask, because we already knew all about this place somehow.
Okay, so he was selling us a known goo turtle?
By everyone but him, apparently.
Now, that's interesting. Is he the only one who didn't know it was a goo turtle and that's why it ate him?
Maybe.
Because he didn't know not to go in the mouth.
Was he the owner of the house goo turtle or was he a realtor?
That was unclear. I think he was the owner because he was not acting very professional. He was actually very mean in the dream. And I don't know why I'm so upset at Mr. Clean.
What does he mean about?
He was just kind of pushy and impolite.
Was he maybe suddenly made aware that he had bought a goo turtle and really wanted to
foist
it?
He was really trying to flip that bitch.
Wanted to foist it onto somebody before they wised up.
It's very possible.
This is a flip situation gone really bad for Mr. Clean. And he sees the three of us goobers and he's like, those people look dumb enough to buy a goo turtle.
I tell you what, before you buy a house, you gotta get an inspection done because the first thing they're gonna look for is it a goo
is
turtle?
Is it a goo turtle?
And they go to check the foundation, they're going to tell you, like, nope, actually, this one's just a goo turtle. Don't buy it.
In the dream, Gordy, you did not provide a name for the turtle. Would you like to rectify that now?
Tell me the others again.
Mine was Goodra, which is, again, just a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Carmen's was Skyman, because it also could fly.
It's the Simon in the air.
I would like to do kind of a fusion of the two and name it Geodude as a Pokemon that does fly in the air.
True.
And is very hard, like goo.
Like goo is.
I did not have such an interesting dream.
No.
No.
That's a shame. I don't know why it was as vivid as it was.
I mean, you clearly have a lot of feelings about Goo Turtles and Mr. Clean.
Yeah, but I can't parse them at this time. Usually my dreams are very grounded in reality. Like, they don't get that strange that often.
I used to have really strange ones, and now I feel like I've had kind of, like, just the weird recurring ones. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta go to the bathroom, but there's only one very bad toilet.
Yeah, the ones where, like, the toilet head is in a room with no stalls, or, like, in a room of all windows.
Or in the back seat of a car.
It is not a far leap for me to believe that a lot of your night thoughts are toilet-based. Just deep in the subconscious.
I mean, everybody is forever plagued with toilet thoughts, because it is one of our basic needs.
Yeah.
And we are just forever calculating when and where the next one is going to come.
I looked it up, like, in a dream dictionary once, and apparently, like, using the bathroom in a dream is, like, trying to get creative expression out somehow.
Is it?
Apparently.
Why are you doing that, brain?
As a dream symbolism, yeah. And so,
why is your brain sarcastic?
So maybe
here's where your creativity goes, jackass.
Yeah, is my brain subtweeting me?
It goes into the water bowl with the shit stains.
It goes into the toilet where it belongs.
But, like, you could be having these dreams because you feel like currently your creative expression does not have an appropriate place to be.
You're creatively constipated.
Yeah, it doesn't have a toilet like you need.
Not a good private one.
Well, good to know, I guess. I do kind of like how your brain, as I see it, like, it's trying. It's like, it's like teaching a dog how to play checkers. Like, like, it might really try. It's never gonna, like, really grasp the full situation, but it might sort of get the general idea and push the pieces around a bit, like, mm-hmm. It's doing something.
Maybe it's like your brain feels like it needs to use the bathroom, but it can't find the right toilet to do it in.
and it does it in your sleep.
Yeah.
Just in your brain sleep.
In a metaphorical toilet.
Your head. Yes. Yeah. All the dreams I can think of. There's that. There's the one where I have to go back to high school or college because I need to make up a class that somebody noticed I missed.
Yep.
Or, like, one class stops being accredited and then everything falls apart and I have to go back to high school when I'm 30.
My dream never, like, justifies my being back at school. I'm just there. Sometimes I'm back for, like, a secondary degree. Like, mm-hmm. I've already been through school and I'm just trying to, like, get a new degree, but it doesn't do the, like, you lost credit or what you did doesn't count situation. It's just like, you're here now and you forgot your math class for all the time. You haven't done your math homework for a very long time.
I think I've mentioned it in the past because I've broken this taboo before, but my most reoccurring stress dream is being in a play that I didn't know I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And reading the script in between being on the stage.
Just, like, trying to memorize the lines, yeah. Preparing.
Yeah. And then going out and, like, hitting a mark, doing lines, and then, like, exiting and reading the next bit.
Yeah, I've no context for that, so I don't get that one. I get the one where I'm in college and I have forgotten about a class. Like, I maybe went to it the first week and then just, like, forgot that, like, oh, Tuesdays at 11:30, I have this class and I haven't been in, like, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I suddenly remember, like, oh, I'm probably failing this biology class now.
I think I actually did do that.
Like, you actually did forget life? About a class?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
I think so.
Did you just not go back?
I mean, I might have dreamed it also, but it feels very real to me.
What class? was it?
It was probably something boring like math or something.
I feel like I would remember if I had actually done this. That's all I have to say on dreams.
You guys want to talk about pigs?
And trampolines?
Yeah.
I could. What? Actually, I have another question on dreams. When is it okay to tell somebody about your dream?
When you're on a podcast and they can't turn it off.
Okay.
I think if you know them pretty well. Like, I've got a couple friends where we trade dream information a lot. Because we're just, like, mutually interested in that.
Uh-huh.
I think you tell people that you have a dream when it tells an interesting story on its own and is not too meandering. Like, it could be a long story if it's a focused story. Because I've had a few of those kind of dreams, and I've heard a few of those kind of dreams, and they're actually interesting to listen to. But if it's one of those, like, and then I was a turtle in a lobster suit, and I had to do my math homework. But the trouble was, it was all in Mandarin, and I only spoke French. like, that gets boring fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can tell us a succinct dream story, like Tyler's dream story, I think it's appropriate also if they were in the dream in a positive kind of way.
Boy, that I never feel.
But not in like a sexy kind of way, because that could be weird.
Yeah, don't ever say like, oh, you were in my dream last night, unless it's.
Never say it like that.
Unless it's a fun, lighthearted story.
I only tell people about a dream that I had if they were in it, if I killed them in it.
Or you rejected a goo turtle from Mr. Clean.
Right. Well, this is a special case.
Okay.
But the other case is because I do want to give fair warning in case it was a premonition.
That you might kill us. I've always been worried about that. You know that. Ever since we met, I've been like, this is a long con.
It seems only fair to warn people, I guess.
Like, I am personally interested in dreams and hearing about them from people because it's a part of psychology that I'm fascinated by. One of my projects in college was a collection of illustrations of other people's dreams. So, like, I actively sought out people's dream stories.
Mm-hmm.
Several of which were very interesting. More of which were more if you have to end your dream with "it was crazy," it's not a dream worth telling. Like, if you have to justify,
right? If it needs like an adjective,
right?
Or a "you had to be there" kind of story.
Right. Or "it was really weird." If you have to say that at the end of your dream, incorrect.
Good idea or bad idea, we add a dream channel to the Discord.
I mean, I'd be down.
You can add it.
We used to have I still have access to this somewhere, but my friends and I used to keep a Google Doc of our dreams. And it's kind of interesting to go back and see the ones that I forgot. It was like a group dream journal.
Because dreams are just folklore for your head, you think about it.
I guess so.
Self-contained folklore.
Yeah.
You might call it that.
They try to teach lessons, and they rarely do.
Motives are suspect.
They very rarely succeed. Most people don't have names. Plot lines are just dropped, etc.
I often dream that I have to save Cricket from tornadoes.
That is all the thoughts I have on dreams.
I just want to cherry bomb a pig onto a trampoline.
Cherry bomb?
You didn't play Foursquare, did you?
We've been over this.
Yeah. I missed some vital aspects of childhood.
Yeah, you missed.
We played Heads Up 7-Up.
That's not a real game, I don't think.
I feel like it would make the pig feel good.
Just to
to kiss the Wimbus like that.
I think the top of the Wimbus, I think that is most pigs' only opportunity to reach the top of the Wimbus.
Right, like
new what the folklore business branding idea, we start selling trampolines as Wimbus kissers.
Pigs Brandon. Already lead such depressing lives.
Do they?
Yeah.
You think so?
They're just in the slop until they're cooked.
I mean, some of them, not the pet ones, maybe.
Right, so let's get some trampolines and let's show them a whole new world.
I mean, like, the people who keep pigs as pets, I bet they have lives like as interesting as a cat's or a dog's, I guess.
I'm also concerned that they think that the earth is flat.
Pigs?
Yeah, because they're very low to the ground.
You're worried they're going to roll off?
Well, no. I'm worried that they have an incorrect perception of the world, and I want to show them the horizon via cherry bomb on a trampoline.
You get a good enough cherry bomb, you think they can just see it curving
away.
They're
going to see the curve, yeah.
Do you think Cricket thinks the world is flat?
Yes, she does.
I bet
she has
Cricket...
seen the edge of the world, and it is the Porsche.
yeah, I think
it changes every now and then.
I have no idea what Cricket's perception of the shape of the world is. Probably, not very well formed.
Very piecemeal.
I mean, she knows like about four different pockets of it, which are just different apartments, and then there's light outside and a car, and it's bad, I guess.
I mean, that's why she is so upset by the car, because what you're doing is very dangerous, which is driving off the edge of the world. And she did not agree to be party to that.
It seems like a good grant to ask for. Like, what can we impress a concept of the shape of the world onto animals?
She knows five apartments. She's probably compartmentalized her three vets into just one vet experience, because I doubt her memory's that good. And then car.
I would be surprised if she remembered the last one. Like, the last apartment.
Right now. Yeah, probably new apartment completely covers memory of old apartment. But I think she still has the occasional nightmare about my parents' fat, stupid cat.
Mm.
So that seems to have faded. She did in the last apartment, which was a lot closer to fat, stupid cat times.
Tell her to put it on the dream board.
If you could correctly, like, explain the shape of the world to any animal, what animal do you think you'd have the best chance with?
Elephant.
Elephants are pretty smart.
Elephant is smart. Elephant appreciates art.
Yes,
elephant,
they make it.
Elephant is tall enough to see.
They make it with their big noses.
Maybe also dolphin. Dolphin could actually travel the world.
Yeah, but fuck a dolphin.
No, dolphins will do that.
They will do that to each other.
I believe that dolphins have seen the bottom of the world.
That's where they came from.
I believe they have society down there.
I mean, they do need to breathe air.
They came from the world's
butthole.
Do they
or do they want us to believe that?
I do believe it.
Did they want us to think they have a weakness? They could...
What if dolphins are undermining our cities? Is that a conspiracy we can get people behind?
They're undermining them?
Yeah, they're like actively underneath our cities, slowly creating more and more potholes, and they're going to sink the human race.
What if global warming?
I was going to go to global warming next.
What if global warming is just the spicy, hot garlic breath of dolphins?
They've just been breathing aggressively the sun.
They are trying to expand their territory.
Exactly.
Onto ours.
Yes.
So that they have more area to swim around and play in.
I like the idea of a person who doesn't believe that the earth is flat, but does believe a crazier conspiracy theory. Like, no, for sure the earth is round, but...
Dolphins are trying to
dolphins are trying to kill us all.
What if they are not trying to kill us? They're just trying to start their own theme park where they can come look at humans, but they need the sea levels to rise so they can get closer to us.
So they can see Louisiana.
Yeah, so they can kind of swim up there and be like, oh, look at the land mammal do the thing. Maybe it does tricks.
It does jazz. I hate it.
let's throw it a beignet.
It does jazz. I hate it. You don't think dolphins like jazz?
No.
Why not?
Because their noises are all like high-pitched clicks and squeaks and stuff.
And that
so they like
makes
electronica.
You think they wouldn't like jazz?
Because it's confusing.
Yeah, they just,
it's
just like,
gibberish.
They like the beeps and boops of electronica.
I don't know what a dolphin would listen to.
That's
another science grant. We've got to start playing music for dolphins and see what gets their groove going.
Grant number 500... Dolphins love grunge.
Cha-la-di-da-ha-di-ho, ha-di-ha-di-ho, cha-la-di-da-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Cha-la-di-da-ha-di-ho, ha-di-ha-di-ho, cha-la-di-da-ha-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.